Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Thursday and Friday, I met with U.S. Mint officials in Philadelphia when I accepted their invitation to participate in the 4th U.S. Mint Numismatic Forum. I was one of 44 people to meet with them. The U.S. Mint produces a circulating coinage for America, coin sets and metals sold to collectors, and bullion coinage. The products it manufactures are specified by legislation passed by Congress and signed into law by the President. Thus, the U.S. Mint has limited flexibility on what it produces. For circulating coinage, the Mint produces quantities requested by the Federal Reserve Bank, which further limits the Mint. Early in the Numismatic Forum, Mint officials outlined interesting coinage they hope they can produce over the next decade. You are among the first to hear these details. Next year, the Mint plans to strike a commemorative coin and metal set in conjunction with the British Royal Mint to honor the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower voyage to the New World. After the current series of America the Beautiful quarters ends in 2 years, the Mint would like to produce a 20-quarter series of American animals through the year 2025. At the same time, the half dollars would feature endangered species. The year 2026 is the 250th anniversary of American independence. The Mint proposes to strike one-year commemorative designs on all circulating coins, the cent through the dollar, to honor this event. There is also discussions at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing to issue a $2 Federal Reserve note with a commemorative reverse that year. Beginning in 2027, the Mint would issue a 20-quarter series honoring youth sports, with the sports featured to be determined by public input. At the same time, the halves would commemorate the Paralympics to coincide with the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics. Many of these programs would require congressional legislation for them to occur, but the change in your pocket in coming years is likely to become much more interesting. That's it for now. Come back Friday when I will share with you my modest proposal for American circulating coins at this event that receives surprising interest from Mint officials here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.